I just saw this Toolhive project from Stacklock. It is basically a way to wrap MCP servers in containers so you aren't just running random binaries with full local system access.
Right? Because right now, if you install an MCP server by hand, it just inherits whatever credentials your machine has. It is a total security nightmare for anyone actually shipping this in a team.
Exactly. And honestly, my week has been a blur of just trying to get different agents to talk to the same database without breaking things. So this feels timely.
I can imagine. You're always the one trying to force the product to work before the plumbing is actually there.
Hey, that's how we find the gaps. But look, the core claim here is that Toolhive handles the operational half. It's not about building the server. It's about the runtime, the Kubernetes operator, the registry, the whole harness.
Mm-hmm.
It can even containerize servers that didn't ship an image by pulling from a package manager. Then it drops them into a sandbox with minimal permissions. No local credentials attached.
Okay, that's a real win. But I'm curious about the governance part. The article says if you don't point it at an authentication source, you just have a sandbox, which is fine. But the real value is the identity enforcement per request.
Right, but that's where the virtual MCP server comes in. It collapses the backends into one endpoint with OIDC or OAuth. It turns a bunch of scattered tools into a managed service.
I see, so it's basically an API gateway for your tools. Which, if you think about it, is exactly what we were talking about back in episode 937 with Harness Engineering.
Oh, totally. It's the same move. The capability is in the model, but the safety and the reliability are in the harness. This is just the security-focused version of that.
Right, right. I'm just skeptical of how much friction there is to actually wire this into a corporate telemetry stack. It's one thing to run a Docker container on your laptop. It's another to get a CISO to approve an open source gateway for all their internal tools.
True, but it's Apache 2.0. That usually clears the first hurdle. Plus, they have a desktop app for the catalog. One-click installs. That's the kind of developer experience that actually gets things adopted.
Maybe. I just don't want another platform that's actually just a wrapper for things we already have in Kubernetes. But the provenance part, the registry server signing the servers, that's actually useful.
It is. Imagine if anyone's actually listening to this. But the point is, we're moving away from just prompted to build a secure perimeter around it.
Oh, that is such an exploring next take. Just romanticizing the infrastructure again.
I'm not romanticizing it. I'm saying it's the only way this doesn't end in a massive data leak. Seriously, though, the fact that they're retiring the cloud UI to focus on the CLI and desktop app tells me they're targeting the people actually building these things, not the managers.
Fair enough. I'll give them that. It's a pragmatic pivot.
See? You're almost an optimist. We'll get you there by episode 1000.
Don't push your luck, Vince.
Okay, I'll leave you to your skepticism. I'm gonna go see if I can actually get this thing to run on my machine without blowing something up.